Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And like we do every week, I like to thank the listeners. Start every show by thanking the listeners. You guys are awesome. You guys make this fun. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. This brother, we've been connected actually through Instagram for several years now. I use him as a bragging point anytime I see the association he's connected with anywhere. I was like, I know a guy that's on this team. I have on none other than my brother, Julian. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm glad we finally got this worked out.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I think we originally connected back when I was doing the funny Christian memes and things like that. And we connected that way. But for those that don't know, tell a little bit about you and make sure you mention the important stuff, like getting married and stuff. I'm just kidding.
No, you say that, but sometimes I'll be forgetting to mention that. But yeah, Julian McClendon, married 3, going on 4 wonderful years, about to be a father. Yes. September 17th is our due date. Got a little boy on the way. So that's the most exciting things going on in my life right now. Besides that, I'm a professional basketball player. I've been to 27 countries around the world. Entertain fans everywhere. I go play currently with the Harlem Globetrotters. This is my 9th season with them. Also, I'm a what would be equivalent to like a youth pastor at my church. So whenever I'm away, my wife kind of takes the reins of the youth leadership there, and been a minister now. Oh gosh, it's been over 10 years I've been a minister. And I just spread God's word everywhere I go. And I absolutely enjoy every opportunity I get to do podcasts like this, where I'm not just talking about basketball, but I can also share my faith at the same time. So it's always an honor to do stuff like this. So I appreciate the invite, man.
No doubt. No doubt, man. Like I said, a long time coming. So let's rewind, man. Let's rewind to the conversion, God pulling your heart and coming to Christ. Wasn't an actual event, because some people have an actual event. I had an actual event, but some people, man, they're just, you know, just raised in a scenario where, you know, they just know that they are. So what was yours?
And it's cool too, because the older I get, the more I realize my story is not like everybody else's story. And everybody doesn't have that, that come to Jesus moment,
right?
Where it was just in darkness and then now they in light. And then, God is with them. They had that, road to Damascus experience. I thank God I didn't. And, I believe that, everybody has the experiences that they can handle, the cliche, he'll never put more on you than you can bear. I must not can handle a lot. Lord, he didn't put a lot on me, because I don't think I could have handled too much. So anyway, just rewinding, born in the church. I've been going to church for the last 34 years now. Just had a birthday August 1st. I wasn't sincerely saved and filled with the Spirit until college, which is right around 21 years old. Always in church, and I never realized how much I was actually being protected and how much the Lord was actually keeping me throughout my entire life. So as I look back, I can see God's providence over my life with each and every situation and scenario, you know, just growing up, just little things like, you know, I played every single sport imaginable, right? And basketball was the one sport I was terrible at as a kid. And I remember Dwayne asking the Lord, you know, to it caused me to excel in this one sport that I love, because I love playing basketball, but I sucked at it. And it was I got cut my 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, and 10th grade year got cut from the basketball team. Every single year facing that rejection. And today I play for the world's greatest basketball team in the world. So people look at that and they're like, how did that happen? It had to be a God thing. So I mix my faith into this to allow you to know that the only reason I am here today is because of my faith in God and what Christ did for me. I made him a promise my junior year when I was, my sophomore year, when I was getting ready to go into my junior year. I said, look, I'm going to throw this whole basketball thing away. Like the writing is on the wall. Unless you decide, God, that this is what was for me. And if you do allow me to make this team and go on to be a professional player, I will tell everybody once I get there that the only reason I'm there is because of you. Dwayne, you know, I grew 4 inches that summer.
Wow. Wow.
Over one summer, grew 4 inches. God was like, all right, go ahead. You show me what I need to see here. You know, and, you know, that increased my faith. You know, it sounds like a little bit of a social carnal thing. But honestly, man, God doing that physical thing for me showed me that his hand was on me and that he was with me. So I was hooked ever since then. Now, growing up in the church that I did, we have a teaching style ministry where it builds more ministers. You know, we don't just have that, you know, come up, walk up, confession of faith. You walk back, you do the same stuff you did the day before. Like, we hold you accountable, and you know, we stick to that Bible, man. So I have been doing that my whole life, and I ended up taking over a Bible study that my sister started at my college, North Carolina A&T State University.
Oh, you went to T?
Yeah. Okay. Aggie Pride. HBCU, I went there and took over. I wasn't trying to take over the Bible study, but my sister had graduated and she was like, oh yeah, by the way, you're now teaching the Bible study. I was like, what? But that, you know, man, that really helped me out. That really caused me to start studying the word a lot more. And you know, when you hold the moniker of minister or Bible study leader, people hold you accountable for that stuff. And I really appreciated the accountability. I've learned that throughout my life that that's what has kept me, is that accountability, always being able to answer, not just to God, but also to people. You know, they put those expectations on you, and I needed that. You know what I mean? I need that to this day.
Yes, so, sir. I like that. Look, half of my audience is going to get that. Half of them are not. I promise.
There we go.
Just put it out there. No, that's fire, man. That is fire. I didn't know you went to T, man. I went to Fayetteville State. You know, I'm
oh, sweet.
Carolina born and raised. You see the video back there. I got the Tar Heel flag. I went to Fayetteville State, and my cousin went to T. So we had an agreement. It's like, okay, one of us go to Fayetteville, one of us go to T, so we can party in both locations. That was our that was our agreement. But that's fire, man. No, I appreciate that. Man, and I didn't know the thing about, you know, being cut all those years, and it sounds like I prayed the wrong prayer, man, because I wanted about 4 inches, man. I should have
You gotta promise, kids. Make them a promise.
No, that's fire, man, for sure. So And I love, you know, what you brought about accountability and people holding you accountable. You know, cause, you know, especially with social media and things like that, that's needed, you know, and I'd be transparent. I need it too. And I've had people inbox me like, hey, Dwayne, what's up with this? You know what? You know, and I receive it, man, because nobody has it down together, man, and all together, and nobody has it all figured out, man. So that I really like that you brought that point out. So let's talk about still, you know, carrying this I guess you could say being this minister and being a globetrotter, you know, and mm-hmm. going all of these places. What has that experience been like?
It's been very informative, I'll say. You know, we as a people need to learn how to, you know, kind of take other religions and everybody else into account so that you'll know how to minister to these other mm-hmm. people once you mm-hmm. do come in contact with them. And I can say I am definitely well grounded and well versed now in a lot of these other religions that I've actually been in the country of and immersed mm-hmm. myself and got a chance to talk to people. Like I was on a plane to China one time, and this Chinese lady, this Asian lady, please forgive me. She didn't speak any English, but I was reading my Bible. And she was looking at it and she was like, you know, trying to figure out what I was reading. And I turned to the back, you know, on the back, you got the maps and everything. Right. And, I showed her like a picture of a cross. And I was like, yeah, have you ever seen this before? And she was like, I don't know what that is. So, realizing, you know, I'm coming into contact with people who have never heard the gospel before. And just have an opportunity to try to share that with them. It's very, it's special to me because God gives you these opportunities. We're going to have to answer for every single mm-hmm. opportunity that he gave us to witness to somebody. And I've been exposed to a lot of different religions, and the more I get exposed to, the more it solidifies me, with the fact that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Right.
You know, and I've just learned so much. So yeah. I don't know. That's wow. kind of ramble with some of my answers here.
No, that's significant because, you know, you traveling that way, you know, all of those ways and being a Christian, because, you know, we have to yeah. be a light, in those situations, in those places, and having a good understanding and having an answer, you know, we call mm-hmm. that apologetics, you know, so you're having, getting your feet wet in apologetics.
And that's the thing, you know, Paul told us to do that, right? But yeah. Give an answer to the hope that lies within you. And I was learning the older I got, the more talk back about accountability. Like people would ask me questions, and if I didn't know it, it would be like my mission to go mm-hmm, and figure mm-hmm. out a reason why I feel the way I do. Right. Dwayne, when I was younger, I ran a lot of people away from the gospel. And I'm learning that about myself because I didn't know how to articulate what it is, why I was doing what I was doing. You know what I mean? Right. Like people would come around me and I mean, I was arrogant with it. They would start cussing and I'd be like, yo, don't use that language, man. You're going to hell. Use that language. I had no idea why, right, you know, right. it was going to hell or why I could say that. It right. was later on, I learned the scripture talking about filthy communication proceeding out of your mouth. I right. didn't know that. Or times when I was fasting, not eating, people would look at me and like, why are you fasting? I'm like, because my church is fasting. I don't know. Like, but there's ways to explain it now. And, sure. and I think that's what's really important, why we should all be able to study to show ourselves approved and mm-hmm. give a answer to the hope that lies within you.
Yeah, no, definitely agree with that. And definitely been where you were, you know, in that, you know, you say yeah. stuff and do stuff because somebody else told you, not because you know it for yourself. And that's crucial, especially with us believers and trying to witness, because, you know, a lot of times we're repeating things that aren't even scriptural. You know, we don't even know why we're saying it, you know.
Only God can judge me, bro.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Because it's funny when you brought up the putting more on you than you can bear. I was like, yeah, that's not in the Bible, but it's the same, nowhere, you know, but some people think it's scripture, you know, so we just have to be careful. But no, that's fire, man. So
there's stuff that is in the Bible that you didn't even realize.
Oh, like, for sure.
Like the skin of your teeth. Like my mom used to say that. The skin yeah. of your teeth. Like, what? Where do you get that from? But yeah.
It's in there. Mm-hmm. I, there was an old deacon that used to, you know, say funny quotes, and they're like, where you get that from? Oh, it's in there. It's in there. You gotta look for
it's
it.
In there.
You gotta look for it. Sweet, man. So to talk about, let's switch it to basketball Globetrotters. I mean, I guess we kind of went there, but from the evangelistic standpoint, but let's talk about one of your favorite, let's talk about a favorite trick shot, man. I watched the video on Snapchat of, like, it was like the top 10 Globetrotter trick shots, and you was in like six of the videos, man. Talk about that, man.
Man, I've become known as like the trick shot extraordinaire guy on our team, and it's been crazy. I only hit my first trick shot like 5 years ago. This is my ninth season with the team, and it was wild. So one of the craziest ones I've ever done is the first one I did. It was here in Columbus, Ohio, at Ohio Stadium. I was at the top of the Horseshoe, which is our football stadium,
right,
and I shot it all the way down to the main concourse. So before I actually did the shot, the organizer was telling me, "Hey, we just found out some kids hit this shot 4 weeks ago. We didn't even know about it." So they were like, "You got to do something special to hit." I was like, "Oh, okay. What you no want me pressure. To do? This is my first time." He said, "Oh, it'll be easy. Just spin the ball on your finger and throw it off while it's spinning." I was like, huh? "Okay." I was like, "Okay." So, I actually did a breakdown of this on my YouTube channel. If you go to Julian nice. McClurkin, you can see my YouTube channel. I break down a couple of my trick shots, and also my wife and I are doing some cool things. We did a gender reveal trick shot too.
Which yeah, was that awesome. Was nice.
Yeah. But, so this one, I ended up doing it. I spun the ball on my finger and threw it off. And it was amazing, man. I didn't think I was going to make it, 'cause I had never seen anybody do anything like that before. Mm-hmm. But, people ask me, how do you make these crazy trick shots? I've made shots from zip lines, roller coasters, parasailing. I didn't even know what parasailing was until I got there that day.
The first time I was on a parasail, I had a basketball in my hand.
Yeah. I'm like, what is going on? But you know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, so I wasn't afraid of none of this stuff. I accepted each and every challenge. And I don't know if you ever like really break down my videos, but before every shot, I have this move I do where I spin the ball. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was actually going to talk about that. Yeah.
People think I'm joking, man, but I really be praying. I'm like, Lord, if it be your will, like, allow me to make this shot, because everything that I do that's magnificent or great, it just gives me another opportunity to point it back to him.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And I really believe that God is with me every single time I shoot those shots. They say, how do you make these shots? Well, I pray.
That's right. That's right. That's right. No, that's fire. Yeah. That's kind of your signature, man. And I love that. I know you got that picture somewhere, so I want that picture to be the graphic for this show, man. This ball spinning on the praying hands. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. But no, that is super cool, man. And we'll definitely have a link to your YouTube in the show notes and all of that, so people can subscribe. We're going to blow up. Yeah, you are, man. You are.
You got the million listeners, man. I know I'm about to blow up.
That's what's up. All right, here we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Thankful Homemaker is a blog and podcast created to be an encouragement and blessing to each other in the role God has called us to as women. Thankful Homemaker provides truth-filled, gospel-driven encouragement to homemakers who, amid their ordinary days, desire to honor and glorify God in all things. Come visit thankfulhomemaker.com for the latest articles and podcasts. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or on your favorite podcast catcher. So ladies, pop in your headphones as you're doing dishes, cooking dinner, or folding laundry, and sit with me, host Marcy Farrell, as we chat together on how God's Word impacts everything we do as Christian women.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend Julianne and Mr. Globetrotter himself. Usually I do what we call the bar signature questions, the three questions I ask all of my guests. But before I get to that, I have one more Globetrotter question. It's a common Globetrotter question. Who is or was your favorite Globetrotter?
Of all time, it had to be Curly Neal.
Yeah, that's Curly the Neal. Most common answer.
But mine is for actual reason. I talked to the man. When I was first learning about the Harlem Globetrotters, it was actually from the other side. I played against them, for the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
So I played one season with them, and I had never even heard of the Globetrotters really growing up. I saw them on Scooby-Doo, but I didn't think it was a real team. You know, Batman is on Scooby-Doo, so I was like, this ain't no real team.
Right.
But it was later on in life that I found out they were real. And a guy reached out to me after college, and he said, "Hey, come play for this team called the Washington Generals." I was like, "Who are they?" He said, don't worry about it. He said, you'll get a chance to travel the world and your defense sucks, so you'll fit in perfectly. I said, okay, let's do it. And that was where I fell in love with the Harlem Globetrotters, man, and I learned about them because it seemed like everything they represented is who I already was. Right. You know, the stuff that they get paid to do is what I was being criticized for in college and high school. People used to tell me, all you do is smile and dunk, man. Smile and dunk. That's all you do. And today I get paid to smile and dunk. So that worked out for me. But Curly Neal told me while I was on the Washington Generals, he said, there's something different about you. He said, you're going to be a Harlem Globetrotter one day. And if Curly Neal tells you you're going to be a Globetrotter, you're going to be a Globetrotter. Like, it's just going to happen. So,
That's dope. That is dope. Wow. So, first thing is your bar question. What kind of music do you listen to?
Gospel. John P. Key, Jonathan McReynolds, Ty Trippett. Man, these are easy. Come on, man.
Next thing is your bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
I don't read a lot of books outside of the Bible. Man, I've never been a traditional book reading.
Sure. What are you reading in the Bible right now?
We're studying Ephesians, Hebrews, and most of the, I gotta give you Old Testament. Oh, Genesis, just talking about Abraham's story.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Last signature bar question. What podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
I don't listen to a lot of sermons other than, you know, just the ones I hear at church on Sunday, Tuesday, and also on Friday. But podcasts, I listen to a lot of business podcasts now and real estate investing podcasts like Bigger Pockets has been on constant rotation. Now the Barcat podcast is going to be on constant rotation. I can't wait to hear this episode. But I've been listening to a lot of that because I'm also now I forgot to mention this. I just got my real estate license.
Yeah, I saw that.
During this pandemic, I said, I'm not going to leave this pandemic the same way that I went into it. So I went out, and I encourage everybody listening, you know, go out and gain a new skill. You know, if you guys are out there collecting that unemployment check, go ahead and use it towards your education and learning something awesome. So
nice. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah. I saw that transition, man. And I saw your videos and the flips and all of that, man. I was like, yo, this is fire. So you became a real estate agent. What I did during the quarantine is I learned how to play chess. That was my personal challenge. Oh,
nice. Yeah,
I always wanted to learn. No, I'm not good, but I know how to play now. Like, I didn't know anything about it before quarantine.
Yeah. Game strategy, man. We got to play one day.
Yeah. I suck, but you know, eventually I'll get there.
Cause you trying to get me. You say you suck, but you probably not gonna do that 3-move checkmate.
Nah, man. Look, it took me forever just to understand what moved where. So that, cause I'm a checkers guy. Like I whoop on you on some checkers.
I don't know how to play checkers.
That's funny. Okay, man. Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I always love to give my guests an opportunity to kind of close this out. Any words of encouragement? Also, let them know where to find you everywhere so they can follow you, and then we'll be out of here.
Please follow me everywhere on Instagram at MinJulian5. That's MinJulian5. You can also follow me on Twitter at Julian McClurkin, on YouTube at Julian McClurkin. My word of encouragement to everybody is be coachable. Be the type of person who the coach can look to take out his plan, his philosophy on the court. I played a lot of minutes over guys who were probably better basketball players than me, but because I was coachable and I listened to the coach, he would put me out there. But that's not just within sports, y'all. Yeah, not just within sports, though. Like, be coachable in life. Listen to your parents, your teachers, adults, listen to your bosses. Anybody who has any kind of advice for you is free for you to listen. You might as well hear them out. You never know where it can take you in the future.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, I was the coachable kid as well. And got me in starting positions. Like you said, I know definitely shouldn't have had sometimes, but
yeah,
I definitely it ain't fair, man. It ain't fair. Listen, bro, I really appreciate it. This was fun. We definitely got to stay connected and continue doing what you're doing, man. Definitely wish you the best and can't wait to see Junior when he get here. Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yes, sir.
That's gonna be, you know, we y'all had to, you know, picking names. I threw Dwayne out there. I didn't know, you know.
It's still on the table. It's on still the table. Still on the table?
Okay. All
right. It's definitely top 12.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. Listen, man, I really enjoyed it. To the bar listeners, appreciate you guys tuning into the Bar Podcast, your favorite podcast. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Check out all the old episodes and go to thebargear.com. Pick up some bar gear. Rip your favorite podcast. And until next time, you guys, God bless. And we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.